What is this marking boycott strike, and why have you reached this decision?
Well, the marking boycott comes as a result of a pensions dispute that we currently have with our employers of over, essentially, proposals that they have to cut our pensions. And it was democratically achieved, the decision of a marking boycott, at a meeting in Manchester with national officials a few weeks ago.
And just to clarify, how is this boycott going to affect students when they're handing their pieces of work?
Well, it depends very much on which students, what kind of departments, what kind of schools, what kind of assessment. So basically, all kind of assessment is boycotted from here on in, which is to say that staff are no longer going to set any assessment or mark any assessment from here on in.
And here at the University of Nottingham, how many of the staff are participating in the strike and or are part of the UCU?
Well, that we don't know. So we have an idea that round about 1,000 members of staff are members of the union. We know that roughly. But obviously we don't know how many of those people are going to take part in the strike, or in the assessment boycott rather.
Well, we went around campus, Bram, and we got the views of the students on this a couple of weeks back. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play that for you and get your opinion and see how you would respond to their concerns about the issue.
By striking in this way, they're not really thinking of the students' best interests, and it's only really going to hurt Nottingham as a university.
I don't feel like it's a very effective mechanism because it's not really forcing the government to do anything. The government isn't that bothered whether our essays get marked or not.
As a PhD student, that might put me in a bit of a difficult position.
For me to come to school and no lecturer's not marking my essay, or there is no lecture, no, it's not good at all.
I'd literally quit uni if that happened, because that would be a joke.
If they're not getting paid enough and they want to go on strike like any other workforce, then they're fairly entitled to, I think.
It's quite a big thing for most people to be at uni, and I just think it would be so unfair for lecturers to not understand that and to go on strike in that way. That would just be really unjust.
A lot of students would find that a bit annoying, really. You can understand them wanting to go on strike, okay, but to take that out on us when we're putting all that effort in to produce pieces of work for them, it's seems a bit unfair for them to throw that back in our faces.
They shouldn't be doing it because we have to turn up to our lectures. They want us to do our work. Well, we can't skip out and do, like, really... They'd be a bit, like, annoyed if we skipped out on their work.
In other industries, you can't just strike and not do your work. I mean, it's like the lecturer's duty for them to mark our work. It's what they're paid for.
If we've been working in Hallward for 3 days straight, like, doing all-nighters and stuff, and then they just don't bother to mark them, that's just not fair.
How would you respond to the views of many of those students in those clips that are saying that this mechanism of strike is the wrong type of mechanism?
It is kind of a complex issue, of course, because we have to withhold labour to some degree. A choice that we could have made, for instance, is to go on an all-out strike, in which case there would have been neither teaching nor any duties as tutors, nor any administration, nor any marking for that matter. So in a way, a marking boycott is actually a mechanism whereby students are hurt less than with a full strike. Also, a marking boycott doesn't mean that students will never get their marks. It means that their marks will be delayed. Now, I think that's a very important distinction to make.
Of course, the problem with them being delayed is if this strike goes on for a long period of time, then that delay could affect job applications for final years, graduate scheme applications. You know, it's not just about them not being marked and it being delayed. It's about the consequences of it being delayed. Does that worry you as a lecturer?
That would assume that the boycott would go on for an extremely long time, of course. Marking boycotts have been around forever. We've had loads of marking boycotts. In the 15 years I've been at this university, we've had several marking boycotts. This isn't a new tactic. What is new about it is that in the past, universities didn't necessarily withhold all pay, and now they are seeking to be more punitive to staff.
Now, the concern for many of the students here is that you're targeting the wrong people. Why is it the students should suffer the consequence of disputes that you're having with other bodies?
Well, it's exactly the same way that you can see a fireman, the firefighter strike at the moment. You know, how else are firefighters supposed to withhold their labour in order to put their employers under pressure, but to say, we won't go out on fire calls? Similarly, teaching students is obviously the core business that we have. That is the kind of labour that we can withhold from our employers, and that is what strike action is. It's the withholding of labour.
How would you respond to students coming to you in your classes saying, you're targeting the wrong people here, I've done nothing wrong here, why are you doing this to us, the students?
That is the only way in which we can target our employers. We can't directly target the employer in any other way. You know, there is nothing that we do that we could do to the employer without harming anybody who is involved in the education, in the whole education system, if you like. The nature of the negotiations means that they cannot go on indefinitely, because essentially the negotiating committee has an independent chair who can cast their vote at any point and stop the dispute. Last time around in 2011, when we had our last pensions dispute, so you know, basically it's only 3 years ago that we had a pensions dispute, and now they're back again attacking the same pensions.
And finally, we here at the URN, we bring you the news that matters to you, the students. Have you got a message, a final comment that you wish to say? This is a platform for you as a lecturer and as someone that is participating in the boycott to talk about your views. Is there anything that you wish to add to perhaps alleviate or help some of the concerns of the students that they have?
Well, I'll just reiterate what I said earlier. Talk to your lecturers. You know, find out why they are doing this and tell them what your concerns are. And all obviously in a spirit of mutual respect. But that is the way forward. Keep talking.
Thank you very much for joining us, Prab.
You're welcome.